Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. Welcome to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. It's Tuesday, February 24th, year 2015, and another beautiful day weather-wise here in the DMV. Yes, a chilly day. It's definitely cold. Down in the teens earlier today. Oh, man. I'm telling you. Yes, it was cold, and it's cold out there tonight. So make sure you dress warm, and don't take anything for granted. Although you may be in your automobiles driving, but you know, all the time those automobiles are not reliable. You know what I mean? So you make sure you have the things that you need, emergency kits in your cars. You know the deal, because this is not the kind of weather where you want to be stranded in your automobile, okay? So most of all, for those who don't like to wear coats like myself, make sure you have something warm, okay? If you don't want to put it on, at least put it in your vehicle, all right? Because one never knows. I mean, that's been a habit of mine for years, that I make sure I have the essentials just in case, right? And by my Lord, and those that like to take risks, for you guys that like to take risks and drive on empty, say, okay, well, I get to the gas station tomorrow, or, you know, down, you know, trying to get to that special gas station where you can save a couple of dollars. Don't take that kind of chance. Make sure you have gas in your automobile. I've seen too many. I felt sorry for the people this week. I'm telling you, I've watched, you know, so many people walking with gas cans, okay, putting gas in. I'm like, why would you wait? Why would you do that? You know it's freezing out here. But nevertheless, let's get this program started. I hope you had a wonderful day on today. You know how we do it. Go on your social networks, cell phones. Let everybody know that your favorite late night inspiration program, The Power Hour, is on the air live right now, bringing to you the best in inspiration, the music, and the spoken word. And did you enjoy that segment last night from the spoken word? We was talking about trying to encourage music ministers. Yes, that's what we was trying to do. And we have got some calls. And some folks say, Harold, thank you so much. We needed that. And to keep doing what you're doing. But I'm going to do just that. Now, tonight, music guest we have tonight, featured music presentation. We have some vintage music. Yes, y'all remember the music from The Wine is featuring Anita Baker, Ain't No Need to Worry. The awesome Rance Allen featuring Kirk Franklin, live in Detroit. Something About the Name Jesus. I'm telling you, I just finished listening to that not too long ago, and I am all pumped. Yes, I am. I'm pumped up. and then Douglas Miller, that classic, My Soul is Anchored in the Lord. And we have some more wonderful music tonight, but just to give you a little teaser with that, okay, then y'all know it's on, so don't you go nowhere, don't you touch that browser, don't you touch that dial, don't you go nowhere, because it's on. You in for a great time on tonight. Oh, yeah, we gonna play that Smokey Northwood live also. I need you now. let me just stop talking, and let's just go for it. Y'all ready? Y'all ready for some late night inspiration? Where here it is, kicking us off tonight, my friend, all the way out of Toledo, Ohio. You know, he's like family. My cousin is his music director, and Brother Chris Bird. And so, you know, he's family. I tell Rance, man, you family, man. We adopted you in the family. My Toledo, Ohio family got a lot of y'all up there, a lot of cousins up there. Here they go, Mr. Rance Allen with my cousin Chris on the keys, the music director, live in Detroit with the incomparable Mr. Kirk Franklin singing Something About the Name Jesus. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
I've got a wonderful, I mean absolutely wonderful, Holy Ghost filled surprise for you. I mean, this person is absolutely revolutionized gospel music today. And he's much younger than I am, but I call him my hero. Would you get up on your feet and clap your hands tonight for the Reverend Kirk Franklin?
We're living in a day and time. We're being politically correct. It's popular. Can we turn that around again? We're living in a day and time where everybody's saying the name of God, but nobody wants to say the name of Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here,
tell them
that there's something about the name.
Something, y'all.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
Yeah. It is the
the sweetest name,
Pastor Allen.
Just take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say. What you're really trying to say.
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
I can't explain.
No. The power
that I feel
when you call his name.
When I call your name.
That's fire.
That is just like fire.
Where's it at?
Shut up in my
bones. Holy Ghost.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving, said he won't leave me alone.
Quit it. Everybody.
Something about the name.
Something about the name.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It's the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know. Wave at me if you love that name.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
How sweet is it?
I want you to tell Detroit for a minute. How sweet is it? Sweeter than honey.
That is sweeter than honey. From the honeycomb.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving,
just won't leave me alone.
Said he won't leave me alone.
Oh, no. Now tell every Muslim, every Jew, at the name of Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
What's going to happen someday?
Henry V. has got to bow.
Well, tell him to wait.
You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands
right now.
Praise
right
now. Ah! Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
You never change.
Hallelujah.
We know that you're gonna Over and over again, I'm gonna do it your way. I'm gonna get it right this time. You gave me
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
This is not a time to get distracted. This is not a time to go off course. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word for you for the Lord. And you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you started. So please don't let the time you stole be wasted.
secure again. I want to rest in you. Now I'm standing on the word you promised me. Help me to remember that you have set me free. Give me the patience.
Our golden nugget segment for the day is all about enhancing your willpower. Enhancing your willpower. In other words, I'm saying control yourself. Well, we all say it, you know, mostly to ourselves, control yourself. We say it when we indulge in behaviors that cause short-term gain for long-term pain. You know what I mean? And guilt, yes, we do. I cite many of the usual suspects. How about eating the wrong things? I mean, we're challenging that areas, right? The willpower, we know, like for myself, okay, I love chicken, okay? But I know that fried food is not good for me. But where's the willpower when I'm tempted, right? And then there are times for folks are lazy, okay, not motivated. Okay, don't have the will to get up and do what they need to do. Staying up too late, drinking too much. Okay, you have to, both those who are addicted and just can't stop drinking. You know, not having the willpower. And of course, there's others. Now, why do we do such things? After all, aren't we entirely in control of ourselves all the time? The answer is no. We are not. Each of us only has so much of it. Now, when you have to control yourself, there is less willpower available to you for other parts of your life, okay? This fact is a good one to know because people who lose their willpower often do things that they would rather not. They become aggressive. In other words, some, you know, are cocky and reckless. You get that I don't care attitude. Some sexually impulsive. And others, they give up too early on difficult challenges. Now, this have nothing to do with being physically tired. I want you to know, it doesn't have anything to do with you being physically tired, but it is a mental thing. Okay? Yes, it's a mental thing. Your self-control is at low ebb. In other words, flowing backward or away, declining or decaying when you are mentally exhausted. Yes, when you are mentally exhausted, you don't have the willpower to do anything. When you're mentally exhausted, you're like, okay, just whatever. You know what I mean? And now that you know that self-control is a limited resource, and that depleting it means less for later, you can do something, some anticipating planning, okay? Anticipating. You say, well, Harold, what do you mean by that? Well, how about exercising your willpower muscle to get more of it? Okay, interesting. Now, how do we do this? I'm glad you asked. Okay, let's do a couple of exercises, okay? How about when you get a chance, let's watch a funny movie. And don't laugh. Now, no, watch it, but, okay, here's the challenge. And get a real funny movie, right? And the challenge is don't laugh or smile. Absolutely no verbal or facial response at all. And then you watch a sad movie. Don't cry or no facial response at all. And thirdly, hey, go to the store and purchase your favorite snack. And here's the challenge. Don't eat it. You can't eat it. Nah, just look at it. I wonder how many of us can handle that. Okay, we're talking about building. Okay, we building. Okay, that resistance. We building up that resistance. Okay, get the snack and don't eat it. Now that we've accomplished that in the natural, let's deal with the spiritual aspect of growing the willpower muscle to resist the enemy and all of the temptations. Now, I'm not going to tell you to test yourself with that you are being tempted up, because that's just asking for a whole lot of trouble, right? Putting you in harm's way, right? Okay. Then don't sit up there and say, okay, I'm going to challenge myself. And you know the sister, you do those late night calls and go visit the sister, and you know what's up with that, right? And you sit up there and say, well, I can resist, and all of a sudden, you know, she answers that door and she's in something very comfortable and sexy and all that kind of stuff, and then you know you messed up, right? So don't put yourself in harm's way like that. No, we ain't going to do that. But to grow your willpower muscle spiritually, you need to equip yourself first, okay? And because we fight not against flesh and blood, the warfare is in the spirit realm. So first, let's arm ourselves. Now, how do we do this? Okay, we arm ourselves first through fasting. Now, let me share. And this is a misconception, a fallacy that has really... a lot of Christian folks they think that they gain power through fasting, and that's not true. Okay, now I know some of you are going to get upset with me, but fasting doesn't have anything to do with your spiritual powers. What fasting does, it disciplines the body. Is discipline. It discipline you. When you fast, what you're saying is that, look, I'm bringing this body under subjection, okay, I'm under my authority, and it will do as I command. Fasting has absolutely nothing to do with anything else but that. You don't gain power by fasting, okay? And that's going to be something we talk about later. And, you know, yeah, hit me up. Yeah, we'll talk about it, and I'll show you how you get that power, okay? But it starts with discipline, okay, by bringing that flesh under subjection, and that's what fasting does. Now, the second thing is through prayer. Now, prayer keeps you connected to the power source that will enable you to activate the arsenals of weaponry that will tear down strongholds. Now we're getting into the power source, right? Through prayer. And the third thing is reading about a reading and application of God's word. The word is the sword that is so powerful none can withstand its assault. Okay, so that's the key right there. That's the key right there. All right. So that's how, these are the components. With these components in full motion, you can withstand any temptation. You want to grow your willpower spiritually? You follow those three. You follow those three instructions that I just gave you, right? By fasting and through prayer and reading and the application of God's word. Grow your willpower and enjoy life in abundance. A golden nugget just for you. You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Keep me steadfast and unmovable despite and just in case the wind, they keep on.
Somebody else has said right here. The agony of being alone. Fear of doing things on your own. The tests and trials in your life that God said will make you strong. And I've had feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and and oh yeah, there have been waves of trials that beat up a little on me. Oh, but I can shout right now, cause I know that in you, Jesus, I got victory. Yeah, Lord, I need you now. I need you, Lord, yeah. My grandmama said it like this, I need thee, oh, I need thee.
speak for everybody, but he's my Savior. He's my Savior, my Savior. So Lord, I come. Oh, weary, wounded, beaten, battered, and scorned, here I am, Jesus, I come. When my friends walked out on me, it was you who were there. So Lord, I come, yeah. When the doctor shook his head and said, no, you said yes. So for the rest of my life, get all this glory, yeah, yeah, yeah. Revive us where we're hurting, where we're wounded, where we're battered, Lord. Revive us. Oh, as a country, we need you, Lord. Please revive us. Oh, all over this world, Lord, we know you can, so revive us. Again.
Talk, the clock on the wall is saying our time is up. Hope you enjoyed this program on tonight, that your spirit was lifted, that your heart was encouraged. Now, the good news is that we'll be right back on tomorrow night doing what we do best, and that's to bring late-night inspiration into the midnight hours all around the world for your listening pleasure. So don't forget, make sure you dress warm. It's cold out there, and you take care of yourself when you do that. And may the good Lord blessing keep you until we connect again on tomorrow night with the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton, signing out. Come on, Chris Holmes, take us home. Lord, no tender.
song and the joy we share as we tarry there. None other has ever.
Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.